so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. I'm just glad you were able to call. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Just glad it's almost the weekend.
Right. The weekend was awesome, and I'm waiting for this weekend to get here. Well, it shows the weekend. It's like, ooh.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your hit show. I watch every week. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Did you watch last night?
I did watch last night. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Is Mac really a child molester? I don't know what's going on, so I'm still thinking
Girl.
About that.
You and me both, we are processing. I was there, and man, this is getting me.
Well, my first question for you, I know that you are primarily an actress, but I wanted to find out what this new gospel album that's coming out. Is this your first album?
Absolutely. It is absolutely my first album. I never even recorded a song before I did Green Leaf, so.
Wow. So what was it like to make this album, considering that you've never sung on an album before, and yet you have this powerhouse musical family?
It was very daunting. It was very challenging. It was exciting. It was definitely fun to find another way to give Charity a voice as a character, you know, not just in different scenes speaking, but she could actually show you a lot of who she was through her music. So that was really fun to kind of uncover that and see where that could lead. So it's been a lot of things, challenging but amazing.
Did you get any advice from your family members about singing?
Oh, absolutely. Bebe, actually, Uncle Bebe was a executive music producer on the show, and so the first time I had to record was with him.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me quite a few pointers and was just really helpful and really boosted my confidence and just taught me how to work the studio. So it was really great.
Did you get a chance to meet anyone else on the album?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I know Melinda Doolittle.
Okay.
So, her and I are pretty cool. And Desiree Ross, who sings one song that's on the record, she sings it in the show. I think it was last week's episode where she sang.
Right.
But, you know, we're castmates, and so I know her very well. And, but nobody else. I don't think I'm with anybody else.
Okay.
That worked on the record.
Okay. So what is it like to play Charity Greenleaf Satterley, a minister of music?
It's very exciting. It's not extremely far from my own life,
mm-hmm.
where I was surrounded by music. I grew up in church. I love the Lord. My dad was an elder in the church. So it's not too far from my own life.
Okay.
But with Charity, it's been fun to not just watch other people sing, but for that to be more of the core of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to learn a lot about that. Praise and worship is my favorite part of service anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to be the leader of our worship was really, really cool. And just bringing her to life in all aspects. She's married on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really exciting to see the similarities and also the differences and how to make it work. It's been incredible.
Now, did you even have to audition, considering you come from such a musical family?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because it wasn't necessarily about the singing.
Okay.
And I think that's just been a really, really cool byproduct of working on the show and being able to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to sing a lot of things through the course of the show, so that's been really cool. But I definitely had to audition, you
okay.
know, because Charity's not, you know, it's more than singing for
okay.
her.
Now, obviously, Kevin, your TV husband, has a big secret that has yet to be officially revealed. What can we expect from Kevin and Charity in future episodes? I know you probably don't want to give everything away, but just kind of give us a little teaser.
Yeah, we can't give everything away. But I think that through all the little things that are kind of being shown to the audience,
mm-hmm.
I think the bigger picture is that he really loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And she really loves him. And so I think that you'll continue to see their love story, but also the trying part of he's complicated.
Okay.
He's very complicated, and so you'll see that unfold, but you'll also see the love that they share unfold, and how is that going to work? You know, will it work? Will it not work? You know, we'll see.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you are married in real life. What is it like to have a TV husband and a real husband?
Well, the real husband always wins. my husband's amazing. He's so supportive and just incredible. He's smart. I definitely think I have the best husband in the world. But it's been fun because we talk about being married for 3 years on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I've actually been married for just a little over 3 years in real life.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so, I've learned quite a bit. I'm sure there's quite a bit more for me to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to have that background and bring it into the show with, you know, working with Ty, who plays Kevin, was just really fun. When we did our research and our homework, I was able to tell him some things about how married life works. And so it's really a great parallel to have for working on this specific character.
Mm-hmm. And now you're pregnant on the show. Do you have any children in real life?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I've got two nieces and three nephews, so that's about all the kids I have for right now.
Okay.
I spoil them rotten and send them back home. So hopefully in the future, you know, if the Lord blesses us to have a few kids of our own, that would be awesome.
Okay. Now, considering all the drama on the show, do you think the show is casting a negative light on mega churches or the church in general, even faith in Christianity? I know I've heard some feedback regarding those issues. So what do you think about it?
I don't think so. I think what we have to recognize is that it's a show mm-hmm. written for TV. So it's drama, and it's not based on any real-life scenario. It's a show about family. The church is really the backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show about family and all their flaws. You know, I think that people relate to the show, and I think that they like it because they see real people, and they see real people dealing with real problems. And they see how they deal with it. Sometimes they deal with it the right way, and sometimes they deal with it the wrong way. But that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the attraction to the show. It's real life, and you see this beautiful family and all their flaws and how they handled it. But it's about them. It's about their family that they just happen to run a church.
And you mentioned that, you know, it's entertainment. And so with all the issues, though, that the show has already addressed, from, like, greed and child molestation and the Black Lives Matter movement, what do you feel or what has been communicated to you that is the intent of the show beyond entertainment? Is it supposed to be, like, an expose type thing, or what do you think?
I just think that it hits on certain things that touch people,
mm-hmm.
whether it be bad or good. You know, if we were all in a room and we had to show every flaw that we had, who would want to do that? What human would want to do that? And I think it sheds a light on human life, whether that is the good stuff that we go through or the bad stuff, because that we go through it all. Mm-hmm. And we have to figure it all out. And sometimes we don't always make the right choice. Sometimes we don't always have the right motivation. And then sometimes we do. And I think that ultimately it shows you that love wins. It doesn't promote anything crazy. It's just a show. I think it's a well-written show. And I think it's a show that shows people that you can make a mistake and get back up.
Okay. My last question is for you. I know you're currently starring in Born for This, and you play your aunt in the show, or in the stage play. What is it like to play your aunt? And you do look a lot like her.
I know, it's crazy. it's been such a wonderful and humbling experience. I think she's incredible, and it's... Now, clearly, nobody can beat her but her. Mm-hmm. But it's been really beautiful to try to fill those shoes every night and give people this person that they have loved for so long, just touch on a little bit of the music and just a little bit of who she is. I think she's one of the most incredible people in the world. I call her Mama C because she's been like a mother to me. And it's a real, real honor. And for her to tell me that if anyone was going to play her, she hoped that it would be me.
Oh, wow.
Has just made it all the more exciting to do.
Okay. Well, that is my last question. I've been recording.